Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Tonight we have an exciting new program and a new format. And this program is hosted by, we're going to call them the Heavenly All-Stars. We've got our Catherine and Christine. We've got Sananda and Michael, Mother and Father, Ashtar, and whoever else wants to come on this really fun carpet ride with us all. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for listening. So Father God, with this new format, is overseeing our programs, overseeing the format, and giving us directly what he would like to share with all of us and guidance about how we should run the show. So Father's in charge, so sit back and relax, and he's going to give us a wonderful treat tonight. A couple of things Father wants us to know. He wants to give us some reassurances about all the energies that we're experiencing right now in this big opening that is experienced from July 4th all the way upcoming through the what they call the Lion's Gate on August 8th. There's a lot of amazing light that is coming in that is new for some of us at this level. And Father is going to share with us in the company of heaven about what these mean for us, what we're experiencing, and just reassure us that we're doing wonderful and what this might mean for us. Also, we're going to talk about our new format on what the show is going to look like now. And that will be through our various channels as well as the Company of Heaven and what this looks like. We're very excited about this. We're going to talk more about our newsletter that some of you are already receiving, signed up with our website, which I'll talk about in a minute. So we'll talk about the new format and the new paper and newsletter that we're receiving and how that format is flowing and what information is going to be coming out from our Heavenly All-Stars and from Catherine and Christine and various other members of our team to help us with this Ascension project. Good. So that's what our show is going to look like. So let me talk a little bit about some ways to get a hold of us and to find out information about what is coming out to us from the Company of Heaven. My name is Meg. And my Facebook page is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. And I'm your co-host for this program. And I am an acupuncturist and healthcare provider. And I offer health support for people who are in need during this transition with their diet and with other health issues. And you can leave me a message on my Facebook page, and I'll be happy to get back with you, and we can chat about any information that might be helpful for you at this time. I also am introducing Dr. Catherine May. our channel for this evening that will be bringing in our masters. Her website, or all of our website, is whoneedslight.org. And what's so important about all the information that's available on her website, hundreds of messages from the Company of Heaven and Mother and Father God, up-to-date messages of the new scriptures with Sananda, as well as a sign-up button that you can find to make sure that you're getting all the latest newsletters and messages coming out from the Company of Heaven. So if you are not receiving our messages directly into your email box, please go on our website, whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign up, and you'll get those when they're hot off the press right into your email box. And believe me, I have read them at 2 in the morning, and they're that good. So don't miss out one newsletter. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? The messages are also posted there a little later than they are in the email, but they're also posted there. So you can also find the channeled messages on Who Needs Light. And we also have a new feature, a way for you to ask questions directly to Catherine and Christine, is our official email address. So get out your pencils. Let's jot this down. It's starshiptara@outlook.com. starshiptara@outlook.com. And since we are changing our format and we're not going to be having the question and answer sessions on the tail end of our calls any longer, they want you to know you still have a way to be able to post your questions and get some support with what you might be experiencing and any questions you have about the messages. So please post your question there, and time providing, they'll be able to get you a response. Probably if you're asking the question, many others have the same. Let's see. One other thing, which is really exciting, before I bring our dear Catherine on, we're going to be offering, as many of you know and maybe have taken advantage of, Catherine is our teacher on visual centering, and you can find the visual centering YouTube videos that she has 7 volunteers who she guides the process of visual centering, which has meant the world to me and many hundreds of people around the globe. And she also has done some channelings for people when the Company of Heaven and their higher selves want to come in. And what we're going to be offering now is a new way of getting in touch with your higher selves, the Company of Heaven, in new channeled sessions. So if you're not already getting the newsletters, there'll be announcements coming out about new 30-minute sessions offered by Catherine and Christine that will be able to help you with any information that you're experiencing for your own ascension process and any guidance the Company of Heaven have for you. And they will be announced in the new whatever format they're still getting some support with on how they're going to arrange it. It will be hot off the press in the newsletter. So again, if you haven't signed up, go to whoneedslight.org and hit the sign up button, and you can get that directly and find out all the new ways you can be in touch with your higher selves and the Company of Heaven. And with that, thank you for listening. That was a lot, and we're so glad to be introducing our beloved Dr. Catherine May. And Catherine is our channel for this evening, and I'm going to let her give you any more information she wants you to have about what's going on in her world and with the upcoming format. And with that, I'll bring Catherine on. Good evening, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. Oh, that was just great. Thank you. You got everything in. So we're also going to have a shorter show in the coming weeks. So we're going to just, like, move right through these things. And we've been talking with Father and Mother about what they want us to bring through. And they've said that each show will have a sort of focus and a teaching lesson. that they will all take part in, and we were calling it Graduate School for Ascension. So with the high level energies that are coming through, they really see us rising in our frequencies, and they want to give us everything they can to help us move really fast. So there will be some very interesting exercises and fun things to help people. So hold on, everybody. This is going to be moving fast. And it's going to be a lot of fun because it was very funny. They all were, as we were talking to them, they were playing about who's going to come, and Michael elbowed Saint Germain out of the way, said, me next. I have something I want to teach everybody. So it'll be fun too. And they're very excited about it, because what's been happening is that everybody's feeling closer. Everyone is feeling the presence of Mother and Father. So I'm going to step out of the way and let them show how close they are, and how intimately they really understand what we're going through now, what we're struggling to learn, what the energies are doing to all of us, and they really want to help us every step. So we will be doing this show every week. We'll announce when it will be. We, for now, have this 8 p.m. Wednesday slot. So keep, get the newsletter, everybody. It's going to have all the information you need. So let's see who's coming first. I'm getting that Mother wants to introduce Father. So, Meg, I'm going to let you introduce me, and then I will introduce, or Mother will then introduce Father.
Wonderful. I got it. Oh, very fun. All right, so we'll just let Catherine take a deep breath and a sip of water, and Mother is nudging her way in as we speak. Welcome, Mother. We're so glad to have you.
You are right, my dear. We're all gathered right around, like, as if there's a microphone here. You know, we know what you're doing. We watch so carefully, and we tend to catch the spirit of what you're doing in such a way that we're there with you. So we're huddled around our microphone, and we will hand it off to each one who's coming to speak. And I will tell you how we're going to do this tonight. We may change it every week just to keep everyone on their toes. We enjoy having a little fun with them. Christine is rolling her eyes. We love to play with them because they laugh so loudly and long when we play a joke on them. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to talk to you a little bit later about the energies around the planet now. We are sending you waves upon waves of our brightest and most beautiful and nourishing love energies. And I know you're feeling it, but of course you might think of it as, you know, those pictures, that those cartoon drawings where they show the wind blowing at a little boat with a sail. Well, this is how we're experiencing it. We want to give you as much wind at your back as you can manage without tipping your boat over. So this is the way we're going to proceed. We have your backs, as we've said, and we also are calibrating the energies that we send to you. We know that lately it's been quite a lot, and you may even feel yourself tripping over your feet a little off balance, a little bit of a headache, and so on. But we want you to know it is to help you with your evolution toward ascension, to become the beautiful crystalline bodies that you are evolving into. So I'll come back in a little while and talk with you. Hopefully there will be time. We have Sananda lined up here and Archangel Michael, and Father gets the microphone next. So I'm going to turn this over to Christine, and she will bring Father through to talk with you. Isn't this delightful? We're so excited. I don't think Christine has ever channeled Father God on the show before. So we're very excited that she's learning to do this so brilliantly, and she's so willing. So here we are. Here you go, Father. Let's hear what you want to tell everybody tonight.
Thank you, my dear, darling Mother God, my everything, my rest of me, my all of me. Tonight we are coming to you not just through the radio waves. We almost can't resist smothering you with our love. Won't you let us? Mother and I, you may easily detect the excitement and joy and anticipation in our energies and in our voices and in our love for you. I just can barely hold back, although I easily do because I am your father and I respect every single one of your choices. But your mother and I long to wrap you up between us, to kiss away all the hurts. And yes, it is your Father God telling you my real heart's desires this evening. Mother and I long to wrap you up in our love and kiss away the long, tender wounds of living in the lower dimensions, of the great and tremendous triumphs you have made in coming through your lessons and uplifting everyone behind you in your wake as you have. So many things that you don't even count as victories yet will be shown to you to be just that and more. It's getting to the point where Mother and I just want to scoop you up. So I will give you more than a hint. If you let us, if you say yes, Mother and Father, scoop me up. Cover me in your love. Surround me in your strength and safety and hugs and tenderness. I'm willing to let go in your love. I promise you, we are not just coming to you over radio waves. We are already standing at your side, ready to do just that. You may be surprised a bit to hear me speak like this finally, but I won't even hold it back another moment. Our love for you is brimming all the time. It isn't because of what you have accomplished. It is because you are our child. You are a bright soul. You are a star, a sun that burns brightly as pure light. And that is how we see you. We see all of you. We cannot see you otherwise. So while you are in the dimension you are, performing the service you are, learning the lessons you are, you have a habit of tending to narrow your focus and In doing so, you notice perhaps a bit more of your, what you might call foibles or habits, or this is so temporary and it's changing every day. We have the advantage of seeing you constantly as the entire being that you are, and we adore you. Your mother and I adore you. We don't just love you with some lofty love from far above, seeing you as a small creation down below us. Feel us. Let us near you. We are on either side and all around, even now. We are always by you. Call to us and invite us close. Ah, I will be overseeing these radio calls, just in the fact that it's so much fun. So many of the masters are, as we say, lined up around the cosmic block. We've been laughing about that because the same is also true for the newsletter that we've asked our channels, Catherine and Christine, to put out almost daily for us. And the same is true now for this show. We all want to be close with you, speaking to you, filling you in on the good news, sharing the triumphs, the excitement as we forge ahead. There are very exciting things just ahead. But for us, none more now than this moment. This moment is a deep in-breath. We're breathing in deeply together with you. And at the top of the breath, we all may take a moment to notice all the blessings we have. Mother and I do the same right alongside you. And as we all breathe out together in what we've called co-creation, all of us at this new edge creating together something new, as we breathe out, won't we witness and experience such new miracles together? Oh, we will. We are. So right now, our breath is filling up, and rounding that moment where we pause. Our lungs are so full of good air. They feel full and almost bursting. That is the potential of this moment that is sure to be realized. We love you. I have come tonight to tell you that we are by you. Look into our shining eyes and see our everlasting tenderness and love for you. Come into our awaiting arms. We long to hold you as close as possible. Such moments are just ahead. Let's begin by taking this one together. You, your mother, and I. I will pass the talking stick. Sananda is here. Mother will come back in a bit. But for now, Sananda will come. Know this, dear hearts, your efforts have been mighty, and you are not just in mid-triumph. You have triumphed. So now, let the burdens fall easily aside. We are in new energies. Mother and I are sending you more than the maximum help promised. on a moment-to-moment basis. Drink it in and be easy and be by us, be with us, come to us. You will be restored. We love you. I will pass the talking stick to Sananda now. I am your father.
Thank you, Father. This is Sananda. Oh, isn't it lovely to hear both mother and father so open, so close. I am standing between them. And I cannot tell you what warmth and joy there is in standing between mother and father. Now, could you do this? Of course you can. You know, I've always seen myself as a kind of messenger who was coming here to teach you about God. But it's different now. I don't need to teach you about God because mother and father are here themselves to teach you. This time, it's different. We are a family. You, your friends and family, with me, with mother and father, and of course with all of our good friends in the company of heaven. Many of you have a favorite guide or a master that you like to call on, that you feel a special affinity for. Well, don't think that that person will not come and be right next to you. Of course they will. The veil is thinning. Well, I'm going to tell a joke on our dear channels. We laugh about this a lot. You see, we are not only ready and willing to be there with you and for you. We often find ourselves standing back, waiting, listening, finding a time when you have a little break in your busy schedule or your conversations with your family or your work. And we wait and we linger and we listen, and sometimes we will try to interrupt and get your attention and let you know that we're here and we're loving you. But we do find that the easiest time to get through to you is when you go into the bathroom and shut the door by yourself. Now, we also want to assure you, we have all been there. We know all about all of the things that you do. And so there's no need to be shy. But we do find, of course, you can go into the bathroom and shut the door just so you can talk to us. Because we find that's a very good time when people are quiet and nobody will bother you. So if you really want to speak with us, you can always just walk into the bathroom and shut the door and say, okay, Sananda, what's up? And we will answer you, of course. Now, some of you think, you know, you've heard the channelings, and some of you think that you should be hearing a voice speaking in your ear, or you should be seeing images of us and be able to see us standing in front of you. That's not necessarily what happens. You'll feel our presence. You'll feel, a ripple of energy flow along down your back or across your shoulder. Well, when you feel that, know that it's us. We're here. We're connecting with you. We're touching you. And mother and father do the same, you know. They have not talked about these things, but they, of course, give us permission. Mother and father would not have asked you to come to this enormously difficult planet to accomplish the things that you came here for without having done it themselves. So not only are they not lofty, indifferent, impersonal lords, they have been here too. They have incarnated on planet Earth. Some of you may have known them. They don't advertise who they are, of course. But they have been here, walking among you, just as I have, just as Archangel Michael has, just as all of us have. We've had many lifetimes here among you. And now we want you to know that this is who we really are. We are not a group who stand around in the higher reaches of heaven in our robes and make decrees that will... Christine is laughing. But it's important that people know this, that we don't lord it over anyone. And I can assure you, we don't call each other Lord Michael or Lord Sananda, except in fun, which we do enjoy. We like playing little pranks and jokes on each other, of course. It's so important. And, you know, as you're raising your vibration, you'll notice you will get funnier and you will appreciate humor more. Because the more you raise your frequency, the more lighthearted you feel. So, be prepared to laugh a lot with us. And know that we are not only completely focused on this ascension process. All of us are completely focused together and with you. And we understand in great detail what you're going through, what you need, the desires of your heart, the longings that you have and that you feel. Of course we understand, because we have been there too. And we feel as much the attraction, the longing, the anticipation of being together with all of you as you feel. So from now on, I don't want to hear anybody write complaint letters to our beloved channel saying, I tried to reach God and nobody answered. I assure you, we always answer. Sometimes you just have to open your heart and practice a little bit. But begin with the absolute knowledge that we are answering you. And all you need to do is just tune your ears a little bit and be willing, be very open, and you will feel us. And that gives us such delight. We love to hear, is that you, Sananda? Or is that you, Michael? I have another little story to tell. Catherine and Christine were standing in their kitchen. They had asked us a question. And they were waiting for our, we were consulting together. They were waiting for our answer. And Christine turned and said, Michael, did I just hear you say such and such? And we were flabbergasted. She was eavesdropping on our conversation. We thought that we could talk to each other without her hearing. But you see, the veil is thinning so much that you can even hear our conversations. Isn't that something? Well, of course, we have nothing to hide, so we just consult about what could possibly be the best thing for you at any given time. And we were so tickled, all of us, so just overcome with happiness and joy to think that you could overhear us talking. So by all means, all of you, you may not get there in a day or two. It takes some practice, but use that example for yourselves. You can do this. It's not that those who channel have some lofty, impossible gift that you could never accomplish. Not at all. It's because they've practiced. And you can do that as well. Now, I'm not going to take up any more time because I know this train is rolling. So I'm going to hand this back for the moment to our beloved Meg. Oh, Michael. Michael's here elbowing his way to the front. He's joking, of course. And Mother is saying she's going to elbow him out of the way.
I think we need a referee.
Oh, it's all in good fun. In fact, we think it's very funny that Michael makes this joke. Of course, we don't even experience impatience or competition or anything like that here. It's just fun for us. This is so much fun that we're all, you know, sharing the joke about how much we all love being here and telling you about these things. Now, we're looking to Father, who is our conductor tonight. He's orchestrating this. So we will consult with him about how he wants to see this flow and who he'd like to speak next. And then we'll do our lineup accordingly. So I will turn this back over to Meg and let Christine, who is now discussing with Father about how we're going to proceed, I will let her make the next introduction. But you can talk amongst yourselves, Meg.
Very good, Sananda.
Namaste.
I'll take the talking stick. Namaste, Sananda. Oh, what fun. What fun. You're giving us such a good picture and so much more confidence. We're just going to leave this with such confidence. Your ears are going to be burning. We're going to be talking so much.
Hi, Meg. It's Christine.
Hi.
Hi there. This is like hot potato. This is what it's like around here every day. You just throw the hot potato and you just keep it up in the air and see who's coming next. Well, Father's here, so I just wanted to let you know it was me. And Father's going to come in for a moment.
Very good.
Hello, Meg. It's Father.
Oh, hello, Father.
Oh, our dear Meg, I will tell on you. We know that moments before the call happened, you were given the new format. And you, as always, are doing beautifully. This is how it is for all of you right now. We have a confession. I had asked Michael to speak about this, so I'm stealing his thunder a bit. But first, I would like to say, you can feel how down to earth we all are right now. This is very intentional. In your private thoughts with us, the way you speak to us, when you are just you, all of you, each of you, when you draw near and you tell us your heart's desires, your sorrows, your wishes, your joys, and we crowd in close to share every bit with you. Well, we are doing that now with you as well. The days are blooming, blossoming one into the next. The course is set for our shared new golden earth. And now we are finally to a point where we can share more easily and openly with you all of the nature of how we are. Of course, what you've understood about us to this point is correct. We are devoted. We are sincere and serious about our responsibilities and our position with you there on the ground and us here in the higher dimension, with our responsibility, our cherished responsibility, to see that all goes well, to see that you are supported, loved, and successful at the missions we designed together. And now the energies being what they are, the gateways we have passed through together, the many successes you have built upon to climb high from the experiences you have lived through. We can share the rest of us with you too. And this is how we are. We get excited every day to be by you, to share with you. We do tell each other when one of you reaches even closer, when one of you calls out for us. It is a moment that is so meaningful and special to us always. The way you cherish a nuzzle from your dear animal that lives with you, or when the little arms of your child go around your neck, or when your sweetheart rests their hand on you in that special, intimate, casual way. All of these small delights, and many, many more, that is how we feel when you reach to us, when you speak with us, when you joke with us, when you share with us. We are the same, and we are sharing that more openly with you now than ever before. So that is how we will be with you on this show from now on. Yes. Still giving you insight from our vantage point, and still very much wanting and receiving the input from you. But we are going forward in what we have called co-creation. And this is the brand new shared moment. Okay. I am going to pass the talking stick to Michael, and then we're going to have Mother come and bring it home, because nobody brings it home like our mother, my darling. So I will give this to you, Meg, and Christine will take a breath, and Michael will come. I pass this talking stick now. I am your father.
Thank you, Father. Oh, those were words for our heart. Thank you so much. We are the same. I'm gonna remember that one. Thank you. And now we
can
go to our... Is this Michael?
It is your brother, Michael. Good evening to all. Good evening, good morning around the world, to all those live on the radio show now, and to all those listening on the archive. Our transmission, our love, our energy, our words reach you the same whether you are listening later on the archives or are live now. We embrace you. We hold you dear. We are forming a network around this beautiful world. There are many across the globe listening in, forming a brilliant network that lights up It is so good to be with you. I will continue on Father's confession with the tremendous, tremendous changing, uplifting, cleaning, cleansing energies that have been pouring through since the 4th of July. Everyone that is listening now, I can tell you, I can reassure you, we have taken our best advantage of these energies, and you have all been in tremendous trainings. I'm sure as I start to explain this to you, you will be able to have a chuckle and even roll your own eyes a bit and realize we have been delivering to you the most elegant possible, optimal setups to quicken your learnings. You have all been officially in an intense training period that was scheduled to coincide with these energies. They have been intense, we know, and you have been troopers. Have no worries. You are all excelling. The moment you realize what is going on, what is happening, you've got us. That is the moment where you understand that we have been in what you might call a big push. It's kind of been a clean it up, scrape it out, drop it by the side of the road and keep on walking phase. I can confess that the trainings have been detailed. They were planned with your teams, your higher self, your twin. All of us have pitched in together for one reason. If you are hearing this explained now, it is because you are our boots on the ground. You are the ones dug in and doing the work. You are the ones that said, bring it on. I want this. I agree to this. Give me what I can, my own lessons, so that as I come through them, I raise myself and all those who may follow with me. And that's what you've been doing. Now, we would all caution you in this moment not to judge the lessons as pass-fail, because they are not. They are simply designed to be reflections in this phase, one of the final phases before many things begin to unfold in outer reality there for you, where you get a chance to say, oh, I learned that. Oh, but there, I had that reaction. Or, oh, I thought I'd clean that all the way out, but oh, that still got me a little bit. Or, wow, that was easy. That would have really gotten me before. But you know what? Doesn't even hold a charge for me now. It really doesn't matter which of those or any other reaction you have, that you notice, that you're willing to see, that you're willing to feel it and keep going. This is what your success is built upon. You know, you hold an important office. We don't use the word light worker lightly. Well, that's a little pun I couldn't resist. But I, yes, and I do laugh at my own jokes. We do hold you lightly. But you hold an important office, and it's another topic I would like to touch on this evening. The office that you hold is light worker, and it leads to a greater understanding. To be a light worker is simply your earnest commitment to hold the light in your lifetime on Earth during this very special and intense lifetime. What does that mean to hold the light? Well, no one knows better than you. But it is to, there's something I want to clear up. It's not to not have a human experience. Having a human experience means you feel doubt, you feel disappointment, you feel anger, you feel sadness, you feel joy, you feel exhilaration, you feel the range of emotions that it is to be human. That is not where being a light worker comes in. Being a light worker is that you bring an awareness to the experience. When you feel anger, something in you notices, this is anger. What is this? There's a small bubble to a large roar inside, depending on your agreements, your assignments, your mission, your lessons, to see and feel, what is this? And how does this, how could this be expressed with more awareness, love, understanding? It's a quiet striving to return to balance. It's an inner yearning to bring more goodness, even in the midst of whatever's unfolding. For most of you, it is unsaid and unexplained. It simply is the condition of your soul. It certainly is not a judgment or a measuring scale. It is the orientation of your real self to live a life that is always a little kinder, a little better. I don't need to explain it to you, because you are light workers. And as I said, it is an office that you hold. That means that it is a set of energies you agreed to uphold and be imbued with, that you agreed to emanate in your lifetime. It's much like how it works here in the Company of Heaven. You may be amused, surprised, and interested to know that many of the positions that you have considered to be inherent in a master are actually also offices. For example, that of Prime Creator. Prime Creator may at any time be a being, and it is also an office. Just as you, we make commitments to uphold the energies of these offices that we have here, whether they be for a particular sacred ray, a sacred flame such as the violet flame, the green flame of healing, or the office of an archangel. We strive to so uphold the energies, the frequencies, the emanations, the love, the qualities of each office we occupy, that we are thrilled when our name maybe becomes synonymous with the office. Just like each of you, if I could look you in the eye right now, and I am, I would say to you your name. And lightworker, I would say it with such reverence and gratitude and joy, and you would see tears in my eyes for what you have accomplished, endured, emanated. As Father said, whatever you think about what you have done, your constancy and your love have won the day. You will see the outer signs soon. I bring you this joyful understanding of how our dimensions work similarly, so that we can, with this shared understanding, move closer. But especially I bring it so that we here in the company of heaven tonight may honor you, lightworkers, for the office you uphold. We bow to you. We love you. We are with you. When you call upon us and you imagine the office we hold and the being we are, won't you think just the same of yourselves? For it is how we see you. I will pass the talking stick to our mother now. I am your brother, Archangel Michael, and I love you and revere you.
Thank you, dear Michael. Isn't he so lovable? I loved what he said about the way he said it to you, about the offices that our beloved ones hold here in the higher dimensions and the office that you hold. Now, you've heard a lot about ascension, and you're looking forward to your own ascension. Now, do you really understand what that means? You know that all of you are archangels, angels, masters in training. All, just as all of our archangels and masters in higher dimensions are still in training as well. We are all in training together. And we provide for each other the challenges, the little dramas, the help, the helping hand, the suggestions, the light that we bring for each other. But every single one of these beloved archangels and masters who speak to you are also in training. And so the things that happen to you while you're there on surface earth are all part of your training, just as our beloved ones here have all done the same, some of them in many different planets, but all of them who are now overseeing this project have also incarnated on planet Earth, and they went through the same kinds of challenges and puzzlements and confusion and, yes, sometimes suffering, as all of you have. And we want to underline and reaffirm for you yet again a lesson or a training is not punishment, not for something you have done that we didn't like. Oh, no. It takes us great planning and cooperation and thought to come up with these lessons for you. It's not so simple as just something that would be punishment. Oh, no. We have to be very subtle about how we shape your lessons so that they're just right for you, so that it will result in your increased enlightenment, your increased consciousness, your increasing enthusiasm and willingness to work with us. This has been a very complex process, tailor-made for each one of you. And of course, we are working very closely with your higher self. so don't ever think that you were put here against your will or that you are being subjected to things that you didn't give permission for. Just the opposite. When you came here, we vowed, along with your higher self and the masters that are helping you, we vowed that we would be creative, that we would co-create with you, and that we would create a life that would provide the maximum experience. And planet Earth is famous for that, because there is such varied possibilities about what you can experience here. And all of you are hard at work in this classroom as we speak, and we applaud you, for we are not the ones giving you grades. Oh, no, not at all. Your higher self is guiding and designing with us every step of the way. So when you say, I think I should call John right now. Well, guess who put that idea in your mind? Because there's something that John needs to tell you right now that's going to help you with your training. It is that detailed. Every time you walk out the door, we know. We know where you're going. We know who you will be encountering. We know what possibilities we can present to you. For every training is a possibility. Every event in your life is a possibility. Every moment when you reach for us, when you open your hearts, it is a brilliant possibility. And we look for those moments with such eagerness and such celebration. You have no idea how we talk together about, oh, did you see that? Did you see them come through? Oh, wasn't that masterful? We applaud you as you work so hard to gain mastery over this human body. We know it's not easy. Gaining mastery over your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, and allowing the rest of the world to have their own lessons. And respect that, even though you might not like it. It is also part of your training to learn now to turn inward, to focus on your own evolution, and graciously bow to others as they practice theirs. You may be moving faster than many. Of course you are. You are what we would call the first wave. You're the ones who are listening carefully. Yes, you look around you and you say, oh my goodness, I can't talk to anyone about this. And we understand. But you can talk to us about it. Don't ever feel you're alone. Don't ever feel that we will offer you trainings and experiences that are too much for you. They have been tailored very carefully by your higher self and your twin flame together with us, because we all know what mastery, what brilliance you are capable of. I also want to thank Father. His willingness to be so open with all of you. You know, this is like a training for us too. You have these ideas about who Father God is, And here he's coming forward and telling you, he holds a child in his arms and tears come to his eyes. He adores you with all his heart. And whenever he speaks with you that way, he is even more beloved to me, because it is his love that inspires me as well. And he is a bit of a romantic, isn't he? That's one of the most endearing things about him. He loves to see you love each other. We both do. It makes us smile, it warms our hearts, and we send you back a thousandfold. Every time we see you loving each other, we beam on you and we shower you with our light and our love. And so we thank you, beloved humankind, for providing this co-creation, this forum in which we can all be so close, working together towards something so glorious that will bring all of you to the highest possible frequencies, and so that you will, in your own ascensions, leap through dimensions to be at our side. It certainly is something to look forward to, isn't it? So know that we're with you. We will speak with you every week with this joy and sense of companionship and appreciation. We do adore you. I am your Mother God, and I hope you don't mind if I dote on you a little bit. Just call on me. I know that many of you are tired, and we would like to send you special, easy, warm and comfortable feelings of love to soothe you, to help you ride out this last high frequency, intense challenge that is life on planet Earth. Namaste, my beloved children. I am your mother.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Oh, this is Catherine. Oh, thank you, Mother. And with that, we will put on Michael Jackson's wonderful song. Ooh, I think I've just lost it. Well, we just had an internet glitch. So, I have a suggestion for all of you. Go to YouTube, look up The Man in the Mirror, and listen to it yourselves, and listen to the words. They are just wonderful. So thank you, Meg, for holding down the show like you did so beautifully. Thank you, everyone who's listening, for your beautiful participation. We love you all, and we're going to say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Catherine. Night. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Heaven All Stars.
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
can say that you can learn how to play the game.